is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is a Wednesday. Glad to have you here. All right, let's just start with the first part. I was wrong about Alabama. I thought that Roy Moore, despite all of his flaws and the allegations and everything else, would have pulled out the race. He didn't. He lost by about 20,000 votes. And Doug Jones will go to the U.S. Senate, the first Democrat elected by Alabama since 1992 to be in the U.S. Senate. Of course, it'll be short-lived. He'll only be there until 2020. Trust me, Alabama won't send a Democrat back. The point being is that if Luther Strange had been on the ballot, the current senator from Alabama, he'd have won in a landslide. Mo Brooks, the other conservative that had run for U.S. Senate, would have won in a landslide. But as it was put by one observer, Roy Moore is just too much crazy. Now, here's the bottom line on this, because you're going to hear a lot about, you know, what this means and what this doesn't mean and how it's a referendum on Donald Trump. It was a referendum on Roy Moore. And the people of Alabama know Roy Moore far better than anyone else. They've been around him. They've witnessed his antics. They've seen him thrown off the state Supreme Court, not once but twice. Despite all of that, I thought Roy Moore would win. I was, well, unlike other commentators, I'm going to say I was wrong on that one. So there you go. Now, what does this mean going forward? Well, it means that they better get their tax reform through quickly. Because the margin in the United States Senate now will be 51-49 in favor of the Republicans, so they can only lose one vote on any given changes. They still have the ability to put through Supreme Court nominees and a whole host of other things, but it's going to be even more difficult in a place where they can hardly find common ground on much of anything. So for the Republicans, it's a more difficult road. The president reportedly very angry with Steve Bannon, outraged, frankly. Steve Bannon, his former political advisor who had gone to Alabama, said Roy Moore will win. I think the Steve Bannon revolution, also short-lived, has come and gone. It's over. Yeah, it's over. Even Matt Drudge jumped in, who had previously labeled Moore as Judge Whore. He made a rare tweet. Luther Strange would have won in a landslide. He's right about that. Too much crazy and nerve-wracking times. There is a limit. And Judge Moore found that limit. Now, having said all of that, the concern that I still have going forward is, as I have said before on this program, if I were Al Franken, I would not have resigned. There is a thing in this country called due process. And allegations should not be enough to run somebody out of town. Even Al Franken, who I don't agree with on, well, much of anything, deserves a shot to explain himself or to have due process or to determine if his behavior rises to the point of being reason to leave the Senate. Now, he's already said he's going to leave. The problem is he hasn't said when. It was a sort of resignation. If he leaves, the lieutenant governor of the state of Minnesota will take over. But what happens here now is it sets a more difficult play, believe it or not, for the Democrats in 2020. Reason being is Alabama will go red. There's little question of that. Alabama will run a qualified Republican who hasn't been accused of fraternizing with teenagers, and Alabama will return to red, and it'll stay there for a long time. Coming up in this next election, as we've begun to talk about at length. There are 10 states where Donald Trump won easily, and Democrats are up for re-election in 2018. This is a much tougher scenario for Democrats than you're being led to believe. And again, this whole narrative will be continued about how this is a referendum on Donald Trump, and the calls will continue for Donald Trump to resign, which began yesterday. They will go nowhere, I'll tell you that. The president, this is the latest attempt to nullify the election of 2016. After more than a year, the Russian collusion story has produced no fruit. You know, a couple of low-level plea deals thus far. And so now, the strategy is moving on to try to entangle Donald Trump in the whole movement that began in earnest with Harvey Weinstein, traveled through with Matt Lauer, also went on to politicians like John Conyers and Al Franken. And now three women have renewed allegations against the president, came out yesterday. Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that those have been accounted for, and the American people were well aware of those accusations. And here would be my warning to the Democrats and to the liberals and to those that are celebrating today, and celebrate they should, because they got a gift here. But the danger the Democrats have here is overplaying their hand. And it's already starting to show, because Kirsten Gillibrand, or Gillibrand, I suppose, as you're supposed to say it, the senator from New York, got in a bit of a tweet battle yesterday with the president about his behavior and so on and so forth. And the president then tweeted out, "Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer, and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and crooked. Used." Now, the left came out and immediately said, well, that was a sexual context, that she would do anything. You know, I would buy into that narrative, except that he said the exact same thing, almost the exact same verbiage about Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush, that they would come crawling to his office. They'd be on their knees wanting to do anything to get money. Now, if you believe that those were sexual in nature, then you're a twisted individual. And so, therefore, the fact of the matter is he's used this exact language. And to suggest now somehow that it's sexual in nature because it involves Kirsten Gillibrand, I think is, well, it's the Democrats overplaying their hand. If you overplay your hand, it could create problems. Because what's going to happen is, as is already happening, in fact, there were three brand new headlines yesterday of high-level people being removed from their jobs for sexual misconduct and harassment and so forth. America is tiring of this conversation. There is a fatigue right now. The conversation about this guy did this and this guy did it 20 years ago and 5 years ago. So if they continue to flog that and make the next election about identity politics again, instead of about the issues like taxes and health reform and jobs and national security, the Democrats are setting themselves up for failure one more time. We're going to take a quick break now. It's 14 after Wednesday here on the program. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at oilheatamerica.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Trying to save money? Well, DTE Energy is committed to helping you save. As a matter of fact, we lowered our natural gas rate by 9% as of April 1st because we're passing our own lower costs onto you. So you get safe, reliable energy, and you pay less, which means you save more. Just go to dteenergy.com/newbill for more information. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
In an age of raging political correctness, there's nothing politically correct about sportsmanship. It's always been the right thing to do. It's the golden rule at its finest. It's respect in its purest form. Nothing beats good sportsmanship. To learn more about sportsmanship, visit MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.